This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. How does one build up iman like that of Nabi Ibrahim عليه الصلاة والسلام? How does one gain courage to stand up to one's own family, to one's own culture, one's own people, one's own tribe, to face ostracization, alienation, even potential death, just because one believes in the truth? Where do you get such a resolve from? Is it that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala just makes you wake up one day and then there you go, you've got it? Is it that some people are just naturally pious and other people just naturally are not? We get a glimpse of the training of Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam in the Quran. In Surah Al-An'am, verse number 74 onwards, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ وَإِذْ قَالَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ لِأَبِيهِ آزَرَ أَتَتَّخِذُ أَصْنَامًا آلِهَةً إِنِّي أَرَاكَ وَقَوْمَكَ فِي ضَلَالٍ مُبِينٍ. Remember when Nabi Ibrahim said to his father Azar, and we had a conversation about who Azar is and whether that's his real name and whether that was Nabi Ibrahim's real father or not. So if you missed that one out, it's earlier on in this series. He asked his father, are you taking idols as gods? Indeed, I see you and your people, you are in manifest error. And then it goes on. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us the answer. How does one build iman such as that? How does one get that type of inspiration, that type of motivation? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَكَذَلِكَ نُرِي إِبْرَاهِيمَ مَلَكُوتَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَلِيَكُونَ مِنَ الْمُوقِنِينَ. And like that, in other words, in this manner, in this training, in this line, in this trajectory, نُرِي إِبْرَاهِيمَ, we showed Nabi Ibrahim, مَلَكُوتَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ, the kingdom of the heavens and the earth. This is not some unseen kingdom, you know, like the Isra and the Mi'raj that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was exposed to. No, this is the actual kingdom of the heavens and the earth. This is not intricate sciences. This is not even physics or biology at a high school level. This is looking at creation, looking at the sky, looking at our own selves and seeing the magnificence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's creation and then becoming liyakuna minal muqineen, becoming of those with conviction, of those with yaqeen. This is the training that Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam has gone through. How often do we actually think about the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And not just by way of taking photos and saying, oh, it's so beautiful, but by really reflecting on the fact that this creation is just a glimpse at the creative ability of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the all-knowing, the omnipotent, the greatest being. I can't even say imaginable, because he's beyond our imagination. He's Allah. Allahu Samad. The one who needs nothing and everything needs him. How often do we actually look at creation, look at nature, and that brings us closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? This is the training, or part of the training, that Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam received. So we get an idea of the background, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes us through a bit of a journey in relation to that. فَلَمَّا جَنَّ عَلَيْهِ اللَّيْلَ رَأَى كَوْكَبًا قَالَ هَذَا رَبِّي. Now, a specific situation, Allah says, when the night fell, in other words, it became dark, رَأَى كَوْكَبًا, Nabi Ibrahim saw a star. Qala, he said, هَذَا رَبِّي, this is my Lord. Now, somebody reading the Quran for the first time or listening to the story for the first time may become shocked and saying, Nabi Ibrahim is saying, this is my Lord, this is a star. Isn't that shirk? So what we have to understand is that this is a bit of an act. This is a play. This is a demonstration so that we can get to a certain conclusion without jumping straight there. But we get to the conclusion by actually going on this journey with Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. So he doesn't really mean that this is his Lord. He wants to show the people, his people, this is the way you really should think about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You look at the night and you see this amazing star. Surely that must be powerful. Today we know so much more about the stars than Nabi Ibrahim and his people ever could at that time. But that's not God. That's just magnificent. That's just beautiful. That's just amazing. It's just incredible. But it's not God. It's not divine. Unfortunately, people call everything divine, which is actually wrong because divine means godly. You can't say this cake is divine because the cake is not godly. It's incorrect to speak like that. Be it as it may. فَلَمَّا أَفَلَ When the star disappeared, قَالَ لَا أُحِبُّ الْآفِلِينَ Then Nabi Ibrahim a.s. said, I do not like the afilin. I do not like those things that disappear. So that's the beginning of the journey. And then he carries on. He says, فَلَمَّا رَأَى الْقَمَرَ When he saw the moon, بَازِغًا Beautiful in all its splendor, the resplendent moon. قَالَ هَذَا رَبِّي This is my Lord, he said. فَلَمَّا أَفَلَ And when the moon waned away, disappeared. قَالَ He said, لَإِن لَمْ يَهْدِنِي رَبِّي لِي If my Lord does not guide me, لَأَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْقَوْمِ الضَّالِّينَ Then I too will be of the losing people. Now we have to think about what he's actually doing here. This is our physical observations that he's showing the people. Because to the people, the nicer the idol looks, the better the idol looks, the more expensive the idol is, the greater God it is. So here we have nature. Look at these amazing things in nature. Does that mean that this is God? And he's showing that no. A God is not one who rests. A God is not one who has something more superior. Because the star was nice, but then the moon came. And of course, you know, in terms of distance and how it looks to us, a full moon is much more resplendent than a distant star. So maybe that's Allah. And then, okay, he says, no, that's not. But then, who is my Lord? Notice also the intrinsic inclination towards believing in a God. Atheism is a very new phenomenon as far as human history is concerned. Humans have always inclined to believing in some higher power. Always. Only in recent times, the last couple of hundred years, has atheism really become a thing where people deliberately not believe. Like they don't only have absence of faith, they just have a faith against faith. So they believe that there is no God. That's a new thing. That's a brand new thing. But the journey continues. He says, فَلَمَّا رَأَى الشَّمْسَ When he saw the sun. Now, of course, the sun outshines the moon by far, outshines the stars, of course. قَالَ هَذَا رَبِّي He said, this is my Lord. هَذَا أَكْبَر This is the greatest. Meaning, of all the things that I've pointed out, the sun seems to be the greatest. فَلَمَّا أَفَلَتْ When it too set. Now, of course, the sun sets every day, right? But just because of his demonstration now, it set. He said, Ya qawmi, O my people, inni bari'um mimma tushrikun, I am free of that which you are ascribing partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'm free. Now, this type of thinking, what is it really demonstrating? Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam is demonstrating by divine order that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us rational faculties, right? We are rational creatures, and that we are absolutely responsible for using our faculties, our rational faculties, to think about where we come from, where life comes from, what's the purpose of life? Was all of this just a big accident? Was all of this just coincidental? Is there really no life after death? Is there divine power? Is there a higher power? What is the nature of that higher power? Is God everywhere, all over the place, inside of you and me, inside of all of us? Is he a three-in-one, one-in-three God? Is he a only one God? If he's only one, how do we really understand him being one? What are the qualities of this God? Can we see this God? How do we know that he exists? Nabi Ibrahim a.s. is showing us, not even quoting any scripture to his people, he's taking them on a rational journey to discover that God in fact exists. this type of rational exploration, rational reflection has been built into our tradition over many, many, many centuries. And it remains a part of our tradition, even though to varying degrees, some scholars shun any form of rational approaches, while others have gone far too deep down into rational approaches. My teachers had a very funny way of saying this, where the akal, which is your rational capability, becomes gebakkel, which is an Afrikaans way of saying that it becomes lopsided or skew. And this happens when it is not balanced in divine revelation. But when applied within divine revelation, as Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam is certainly a prophet of Allah, getting wahi from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but at the same time is also a rational human being. When the two merge in a coherent, cohesive manner, this is supportive of one's faith. And this is encouraged in the Quran. This is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala practically instructs us to think, to reflect, to look, to observe. Look at Surah Al-Mulk is the pinnacle of this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, look again. Did you see any mistakes? Look again. And you know, your gaze will come back to you and you would be completely tired of looking and you will find no mistake in the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How often do we actually think about Allah's creation? How often do we think about the nature of the world and existence? It's always astounding when you see documentaries that show, you know, what we know of the living world, the universe, and how far out we have seen and how far out we know there to be. And yet, beyond that, we have no clue. And yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in control of all of that. Now, the next statement that Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam makes is a profound statement. It's that type of statement that you say, it should be written in stone, except this one. No, this one should be written in the Lawh al-Mahfuz. And in fact, it was. It is written in the Lawh al-Mahfuz. And it's written in the hearts of believing men and believing women from the time of Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, arguably. But definitely since the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and even you and I, we committed this statement. It's like a mission statement for life. What is that statement? We'll discuss that in the next segment, inshallah ta'ala, tomorrow evening. Jazakumullah khairan. Wa sallallahu ala sayyidina Muhammad, subhanallah wa bihamdi. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayka. Assalamu alaikum